How will this work?
Ross, this is an initiative of the Magistrates Court through the Children's Court, and the way it will work is that young people who are deemed eligible for involvement in a drug and alcohol program will have their sentence suspended for a period of time to allow them to enter into a drug or alcohol rehabilitation program. And what's different about this is that it's a very high level of supervision and oversight by the Children's Court magistrate themselves. So they'll be attending with the young person, their lawyers, their rehab workers, on a weekly or fortnightly basis to monitor the performance of the young person, keep them on track. And in doing so, we hope that we will prevent the need for those people, firstly, to serve a custodial sentence, but secondly, to, and more importantly, to prevent their reoffending behaviour. So I think it's a very worthwhile trial. It certainly worked in other jurisdictions, and I'm pleased the Magistrates Court taking it on here.
So it was they came to you with the idea?
Yes, this has been established by the Magistrates Court itself. Our new Children's Court Magistrate, Karen Fryer, has instigated this proposal, and it's not dissimilar in approach to the family violence list that's been operating in the Magistrates Court for a period of time, which also is about joining up support and coordination of effort in relation to family violence matters, and Magistrate Fryer was involved in that process previously. So it is, I think, a very useful initiative, one that we'll be looking at very closely, but obviously these are matters for the court itself to determine how they will conduct their business.
Do you have any concerns about it, though, Minister? Obviously, there is a community expectation about offenders, and the way they are treated by the courts, and that they're not treated too leniently. Do you have any concerns in that area?
No, I don't. I think this is a very good initiative because it's about making sure that young people have the best possible opportunity to get away from and deal with their offending behaviour, because we know that if we simply continue to send young people to custodial sentences, don't give them any alternative, they're going to only end up in adult prison and committing more adult and more serious offences. So the point of this, of course, is to make sure that there's strong supervision and oversight. If a young person's not living up to their side of the bargain, then obviously the more traditional side of the equation comes into play, a custodial sentence and the normal penalties that would be put in place in relation to that. So this, I think, is about diverting young people away from those parts of the criminal justice system, giving them that opportunity to make a difference in some other way, and I think well worth a trial here in the Territory.
And will it apply to any young person, or will there be certain crimes where you will automatically forfeit that right, Minister?
It will be up to the Children's Court Magistrate to assess whether a young person is suitable for involvement in this program. Obviously, they need to have, as the key cause of their offending behaviour, alcohol or drug-related matters. And we know that alcohol and drug-related matters are often a key driver of people, young people committing offences. So the Children's Court Magistrate will make that assessment on a case-by-case basis to determine whether or not the person really is suitable for involvement. But once they go in, then it's a very rigorous process. And in fact, I would argue that it's often more challenging and confronting for the young person to go through that process than it is to simply be sitting in custody at Bimberi or some other location. So this is about making those young offenders work, making them think about and tackle their offending behaviour and the reasons behind it. So I think a very worthwhile program.
We're hoping to talk to one of the magistrates, Karen Fryer, in just a moment. But obviously there, you know, and I don't want to put words in her mouth, but obviously there is a level of concern, Minister, that young people are being locked away, and it is well known, isn't it? You put kids in jail, you put juveniles, young people in jail, and quite often the only thing they come out of jail with is better crime skills.
That's always the risk with any custodial sentence, is that you send them to a place where they frequent a location with other criminals and they learn from them. That's always a challenge in relation to any custodial setting, whether it's an adult prison or whether it's a juvenile detention facility. I think as a society we must be focused on trying to divert young people in particular away from their offending behaviour, get them on the right path. And what's very important about this program is to have the authority of a magistrate involved with that young person, not just as a one-off when they appear before them on one occasion and get a lecture, and that's really the end of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
But to have an ongoing engagement where that magistrate is sitting down with them on a monthly or fortnightly basis saying, well, how are you going? Why aren't you doing this? Good that you're doing that, and so on, is, I think, a very powerful, potentially very powerful process, and one that we have very strong level of support for.
Minister, do you have any concerns about the extra workload that's going to be placed on our magistrates? We already know that they've been stretched to breaking point. This is obviously going to be fairly time-consuming.
Well, our magistrates' court is running very efficiently at the moment. They're certainly managing their caseload in a very effective way, but obviously this does involve additional work for them. That is a matter that magistrates themselves will have to keep under observation. I note that Magistrate Fira has said, well, this is more work for magistrates, but it does have benefits for them as well in terms of potentially in the longer term reducing the number of young people who come before the magistrates' court in the children's court. So there are longer term benefits potentially, and if the magistrates' court is comfortable and confident that it can manage this workload, then it has the government's support. And certainly the magistrates' court have indicated that they believe this is a workload they can manage.
And do you understand, can they compel a young person to do this?
Well, they can certainly indicate, yeah, well, they can effectively compel the young person. I mean, obviously it becomes an order of the court.
Mm.
But it is very much a matter of making sure that young people are prepared to engage in this process as well. So that's a balancing act that the magistrate in charge has to have regard to. Obviously, if they believe there's absolutely no prospect of a young person getting any benefit from this process, then they won't be ordering that the young person participate in it. But if they believe there is some prospect, then they, I think, will give that young person that chance. But if they don't, if they aren't participating, if they don't follow through, then they end up having to serve their custodial sentence, and that suspension of the sentence would be lifted, and its application in terms of detention would take effect. So the magistrate, I believe, has very strong powers in relation to these matters, but ultimately it comes down to a level of willingness on the part of the offender as well to participate.